How do you navigate offers in an active job search? I get this question a lot. Chances are, if you haven't been a boss, you haven't thought about it from the company perspective. So let me give you some insights that could help. Before you accept an offer from a company you really aren't interested in, leverage their offer to get the job you really want. You may feel pressured to take the first job offer that comes your way, but if you're close to closing another offer, don't jump the gun too quickly. You never have to accept a job on the spot. Sometimes we feel pressured to do this because we don't want to show disinterest or look like we are wavering on the offer. What you can do is show enthusiasm and gratefulness if you are offered a job, but then add in a buffer to give yourself time to potentially use that offer to accelerate another opportunity. Your response might be, "Wow, thank you so much. I feel honored you've selected me. This is so exciting." Your buffer might be, "I need to get some more details from you on the compensation package, and then may I have 24 hours to review and get back to you? I have another opportunity that just came my way, and I need to carefully compare the opportunities to make a decision." This reason is much better than saying you have to check with your spouse or parents, which sounds weak, like you can't make a decision. There's nothing wrong with asking for a day to get back to them. It shows that you are in demand, not desperate, and serious about the offer. The pitch challenge today: if you find yourself in the situation of receiving a job offer from a company that's not your first pick, ask for the buffer time, then go back to your ideal company to check in and give them an update on your job search. You might say, "I just want to check in on your timeline for making a decision for the position I've applied for because I'm in an active job search and I now have an offer on the table from another company. They are not my first choice. You are, of course. So I wanted to let you know I am still interested and ask if you think it's worthwhile for me to wait on your decision. If the company you want to work with doesn't want to lose the opportunity to snag you, they will most likely accelerate their timeline. If they tell you to take the other position that they don't want to hold you up, then that's a signal that you probably would not have gotten the offer anyway. As an employer, anytime I wanted someone really bad and I found out he or she could be getting scooped up by another company, I made quick moves to get that person locked down with me. This tactic could even help you negotiate a higher salary. The best time to ask is before you get hired and when you are in the position to negotiate what you want when the employer is seeking you out."